T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ralph Vacchiano joins us, football analyst, SNY. Ralph, how are you?
So, Ralph.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm good, Ralph. So, Ralph.
Can I talk to Evan instead?
Yeah. So, Friday. So, hold on. And I love you, Ralph. You know I do. So, Friday, I'm watching SNY, okay? Mm-hmm. And I hear that one of the topics is Ralph Vacchiano says that the Jets should extend Todd Bowles now. Okay, now explain to me your reasoning. And this is before the disgrace we saw yesterday. And let me say this, too, about Todd Bowles. Okay, and I've not been a Todd Bowles guy. But with that said, I get, you know, the team has played. They played hard for him this year. But the bottom line is this, Ralph. This team is 4-6. They mm-hmm. Forget the New England game, because they would have lost to New England anyway, even if they got the right call on that Seferian Jenkins touchdown play. They blew the Dolphin game, had a 2-touchdown lead in the fourth quarter, blew the game. They had Atlanta didn't really want to play in the rain that day, and they blew that game. So that's two wins right there they should have had. And yesterday, they come in, okay, acting like they, you know, they're the 85 Bears, like, you know, they're the Patriots, that they're going to throw their helmets out there and beat Tampa Bay, and we saw what happened. Not to mention, every week, 8 to 10 penalties every week that have really killed this team, and you want to give this guy an extension? Come on.
Yeah, well, in my defense, I did write it. I wrote the story for our website before yesterday.
Yeah, and I understand. They were still 4-5 with the 2 blown games to Miami and Atlanta at that point.
Right. Now, my argument for it was basically, not that they need to extend him now, basically what I had written, I think what I said, was that he's proven he's the right man for this Jets team, and it's based on the fact
that... Sure, because it's the same old Jets. It's the same crappy way that they lose like they always have, no matter who the coach is, Ralph. So, of course, he's the right guy for the Jets.
Right, but you have to admit, though, before this season, your expectations...
But, Steven, I'm tired. You know what, though, Ralph? I'm tired of hearing about that, because the expectations are good. The season is what it is now. Forget the expectations. I knew before the year, because I bet the over with 3.5, that they mm-hmm. were going to win more games than one. But I also knew there was no way this team was going to be in the playoffs. So I knew they were going to win 5 or 6 games, which is probably what they're going to do. And they're not any good. And this coach is not any good, because I have seen the same garbage over and over again that I saw yesterday, and I don't care who the coach is. When am I going to find the coach that doesn't happen anymore, Ralph?
It's a hard argument for me to make off of yesterday. And I'd be honest, watching that yesterday, my mind changes a little bit. I doubt a little bit about what I wrote. But before that, what I saw was a great win for them over a Bills team that I now know, I'm watching the Bills yesterday,
yes,
obviously, that doesn't look as good.
Right.
But again, at the time, it looked pretty good. They played well against a good Falcons team. They should have beat a Patriots team that I think is still one of the best in this league. Yeah, they threw away the Dolphins game, and that stinks. But you know, these young players were playing hard and responding and growing to him. And I think it matters a little bit that when we all looked at this team in the offseason, you know, I don't think I thought that they would get more than 4 wins out of this team. I think I remember saying that if Todd gets 5 wins out of this group, especially with what I thought would be a disaster on offense, he might be coach of the year. So, you know, I think overall, he may not be doing a great job, but the players like him and they're responding to him, and there seems to be potential in that marriage.
Yeah, but I don't see that. Ralph, let's go back to them. They blew the playoff game against Buffalo at the end of the year 2 years ago. That was the beginning of it. Last year, he lost the locker room, and I'm almost ready to give him a pass on that, because when I look at everybody that was a problem in that locker room is either out of the league, okay, or not performing to any kind of level. Brandon Marshall's out for the year. I know Richardson's played okay with Seattle, but they got a good trade there with getting Kurtz in the second rounder. Okay, and you're right, they played hard for him all year, but I'm still seeing the same garbage. They should have beat the Dolphins. They should have beat Atlanta. And I'm not even going to say they would have lost to the Patriots anyway because they're the Patriots. I'm not even saying that. But it's the same penalties every week kill them. They get 8 to 10 every week. That's on the coach to me. give me a break already with this guy. Really?
Look, I'm not arguing that he's Bill Belichick or a great coach at all. I'm not even saying he's the guy that's going to lead them to the Super Bowl in a few years. They've got flaws. The penalties are a big problem they have to clean up. I'm judging him honestly just on this year, because when you look at the two previous years, I don't really know what to make of that, because I thought the Jets, the first year when he was there, I thought they really overachieved, and I wasn't surprised they collapsed down the stretch. I thought they were a flawed team with a flawed quarterback. And last year, they had a lot of miserable players who thought they were going to the Super Bowl, and they couldn't believe they were 1-6, and a bunch of them acted like babies. Could Bowles have gotten control? Yeah, but that was a bad
okay. And I'm willing to agree with that. I actually have given him I've exonerated him a little bit here because of the fact that you had guys, veterans that didn't want to play. Revis didn't want to play last year, and he had there's nothing he could have done about Revis because he wasn't going to bench him. He's making too much money, and he's Revis. And I get that. But again, you know, enough of the overachieving. There were games here they should have won that they didn't. And there's no excuse for yesterday, and that's coaching. And I've seen it too many times, Ralph. When am I going to stop seeing it, Ralph?
I don't disagree with you that there are flaws in his coaching. There are things, especially, again, yesterday is the worst game possible for me to make my argument.
Yes,
it really
no
is.
Question about it.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have written this off of yesterday's game. I wrote it off the Bills game.
No, I understand you did.
Terrific. Yeah, and I know you do, and I appreciate you saying it, but it looks ridiculous 1 week later. I just think overall he seems to me to get, maybe it's just me, I think he got more out of this team than I thought. And yeah, it's frustrating because when you look at the season, I mean, everything resets week to week. You look at them, they conceivably could have been, you know, instead of 4-6, they could be sitting there at 6-4, and
no
it could
question.
Be a whole different season.
No question.
You know, are they good enough for that? I mean, they still have no playmakers on offense. They still have whatever Josh McCown's doing. He is what he is. There's a reason he's been a journeyman all these years. And they're still squeezing out some of these games. So, yeah, he gets credit for squeezing them out. He gets a lack of credit for not finishing them. But I think some of that's going to be fixed by what I assume will be way better personnel next year when they start spending some of that cap space.
Here's the funny thing. When I think of giving Todd Bowles an extension or bringing him back long term, I think of the Knicks. I think of Isaiah Thomas. I think of that moment
when
Steve Francis is celebrating. He's standing on the table. And Steve Francis standing on the table may well be the Jets dancing at MetLife Stadium on a Thursday night. That moment you remember.
Yes, thank you. That's a good analogy.
Because it feels similar. It doesn't mean I wouldn't bring Todd Bowles back next year. The way things are going, I lean towards the jury's still out on Todd. You know, that's kind of where I lean towards right now. But it reminds me of, as soon as the Knicks spent 5 seconds in the eighth spot, Dolan couldn't wait to give Isaiah an extension.
No doubt.
Why are you in a rush to give Todd Bowles an extension? That'd be my question. You know
what
I mean?
It doesn't have to be a long-term extension. You know, I don't love the idea of a coach in the last year of his deal, and I think that creates a lot of problems that you don't necessarily need. But I think if you think this is your guy, if you make this decision that you have this young team that's going to build for the next year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever your long-range plan is, you don't want to be changing coaches in the middle of that. You want to settle on one guy.
I agree, but I don't think he's done enough yet.
Yes, he has not.
With positives and negatives, when we weigh everything together, I haven't seen enough to say he's the guy. I'm not there yet.
But you know what? If you're in charge of the Jets and that's your evaluation, I would argue you might want to make the change then. You know, I don't know that you want the uncertainty over this team over the next couple of years. You get, because these players, especially the young ones, seem to really like them. They seem to play hard. And, you know, I watch both teams now. I can see the clear difference between playing hard and not playing hard.
Well, no, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And that matters. I think they're undermanned in a lot of areas, but they're fighting for this guy. And, you know, that matters to me. I think that's important going forward.
Yeah, but I got to stop seeing what I saw yesterday. I mean, that team came in very overconfident. Let's be honest. They were totally overconfident. They thought
they
had accomplished something. They figured they could throw their helmets out there, you know, no Jameis Winston, no Mike Evans, and they were going to win the game. And that, to me, comes down to the coach. The first play of the game is, of course, an illegal block in the back on a kickoff. Two plays later, another holding penalty. I mean, it was a joke. The third downs, they're keeping alive with illegal contacts and pass interference and, you know, busted screens hitting guys out of bounds for personal fouls. I mean, I can't take it anymore, Ralph.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. After I said this yesterday after the game, that was on the coaches. you know, the really good coaches that having good years, yeah, they get blown out every now and then, but you rarely see a lack of effort and overconfidence the way that was. And again, you have to factor in some of it's the young team. They were starting to get a little too full of themselves. I get all that, but it's the coach's responsibility to stop that. There's no question about it. And you know what? If they do that next week, or not next week, after the bye.
Next week they lose to the bye, then he's got to go.
Well, yeah, exactly. But if you've got a couple more of those, you know, obviously my argument for Todd Bowles looks worse and worse and worse. So, you know, I might rescind it at that point and say, I didn't foresee this. I was sort of banking on, you know what, they're trending in the right direction. It's going to keep going. You know, they went absolutely the other way yesterday, and quite honestly, it makes me look ridiculous for the argument that I had 2 weeks ago.
Well, it's just you know, as a guy that's been a Jet fan since 1965, there's no change. It never changes, Ralph. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I've watched this same play, and I hate to keep using the cliche, the players change, the coaches change, the stadium changes, the owner changes, but the results never change. It's the same nonsense. I know they need a quarterback. I get it.
Right.
But it's the same garbage. To me, they need a coach before they need a quarterback.
Sometimes, though, stability matters a little bit. You know, you keep the same coach with the same players for a few years. They get it a little more. They listen a little more. You know, you change from one guy to the next constantly. You get a little bit of chaos. The good teams don't do that. You know, maybe as Todd Bowles goes forward with this team, he grows as a coach. And the players go, you know what, I understand this a little more. I'm not as sloppy as I was. I think there's potential there for that, too. I certainly see, you know, again, other than yesterday, you look at the defense on this team. I think they've played better as the season went along up to the Bills
game. Yes, they've played better. I would agree with that.
I see growth. And that to me, going into this season, the two things I thought this were about, I thought it was one about finding a quarterback, which I don't think they're going to look for at this point with Hackenberg and with Petty. I thought the other thing was, are you going to see enough growth out of this team to convince you that Todd Bowles is the right guy? And up until kickoff yesterday, I thought I had seen steady growth of this team where they were moving in the right direction. And, of course, then he went out and proved me wrong.
Yes. Yep.
Well, thank you, Ralph. We appreciate
Ralph,
you popping
on. I had to have you on because I heard that. And then I heard the two guys debating it, how they both agreed with you. And I'm not even going to bring those guys up. Okay? All right?
Well, I appreciate
I'm going to leave it alone. Because I wake me up the day that I don't see what I saw yesterday again with a Jet head coach, and that'll be the guy that finally gets me to Super Bowl.
I hope that sometime soon you will see that on a consistent basis, but yesterday made me have my doubts, that's for sure.
There you go.
Thank you, Ralph.
I appreciate it, Ralph.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Ralph Bacchiano, SNY.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.